All right, let's unpack this. We talk a lot about cybersecurity technology, you know, firewalls, encryption, AI defense agents, the whole stack.
Right.
But there's one vulnerability that no amount of code has ever been able to fully patch. And honestly, I don't think code can patch it. You know what I'm talking about?
Human operating system, you and me.
Exactly, the human layer. And that is precisely where a company like Nobi4 lives. They call themselves the leading platform for human risk management.
Right.
Their whole mission is to manage that messy, unpredictable, I clicked the link because it looked like a free Amazon gift card element of security.
And they are massive. I mean, we aren't talking about a niche startup here. Over 70,000 organizations rely on them.
70,000.
Yeah, companies like Cebu Pacific Airlines, the city at Daytona Beach, they all use Nobi4 to try and change behavior and build resilience.
Right. But here is where I want to push back a little bit on the status quo. We have this giant player, Nobi4, doing incredible work. They have thousands of training modules, but they are operating in a digital economy that is just suffering from what I call content saturation.
It's a crisis of attention. That's the real battlefield.
Exactly. You're trying to get an employee, let's just call him Dave in accounting, to care about a new phishing policy.
Right.
But Dave has a TikTok feed. He has three podcasts queued up. He has breaking news alerts on his watch. It is a battle for Dave's eyeballs.
It really is.
So the mission for this deep dive is to look at a specific solution. We are going to mash up Nobi4's expertise with a piece of infrastructure called Auto Content API.
And to be clear, this isn't just another tool or, plugin. The documentation describes it as an industrial engine for content infrastructure.
It claims it can turn static text into bingeable audio, video, and social shorts at a scale that human teams literally cannot match.
That's a big claim.
It is. So today we are exploring a hypothetical, but I think very plausible evolution, how integrating Auto Content API could revolutionize how Nobi4 delivers its services.
It is the shift from a human firewall to a content factory.
So let's start with the landscape. Nobi4 is already the big dog. They have the Mod Store, which is a great name, by the way, with over 1,000 training modules.
1,000, yeah. Plus the phishing security test, the phish alert button. They are doing the work.
They are.
And their goal, as stated in their materials, is to support a positive culture of security without adding friction. And that's the key phrase right there.
Without adding friction.
Yeah.
But friction is inherent to training, isn't it? Stop working and watch this video. I mean, that's friction.
Ideally, yeah. But the problem space, the context here, is that to keep security top of mind in, today's world, you have to be everywhere. It's that omnichannel ubiquity idea.
You can't just send an email once a quarter.
No. You need to
Okay.
be in the ear, on the screen, in the scroll.
But here's the rub. The Auto Content API white paper identifies a massive production bottleneck. And this is where the math gets kind of depressing for any IT manager listening.
It is prohibitive. Let's just look at the costs. A single, high-quality, manually produced podcast episode. That can cost anywhere from $100 to $15,000,
$15,000.
depending on if you're hiring talent, renting a studio, editing, mixing, all that.
And a professional video, a short one.
For short-form content, you're looking at $3,000 plus per asset if you want it to look good.
And most IT or InfoSec teams, let's be honest, they don't have a Hollywood budget for internal comms. They have a budget for software, not cinematographers.
Exactly. So you have this gap. InfoSec teams need to keep the phish-prone percentage low. That's Nobi4's key metric. But they lack the creative resources to produce the high-volume media required to actually hold people's attention.
Enter the API paradigm. Now, I want to be careful here because API is one of those buzzwords that gets thrown around. Explain what Auto Content API actually does in this context.
Right. The core philosophy here is content transformation. It's not just about asking an AI to write me a blog post. It's about taking assets you already have,
Okay.
data, URLs, dense PDFs, text policies, and reformatting them programmatically into different media types.
Okay, so let's make this concrete. Imagine Nobi4 has a new policy, a dense 10-page PDF on data privacy and compliance, or I don't know, a new social engineering memo.
Which, let's be honest, nobody really reads. They skim the headers.
If they even open it. So normally that PDF just sits on an intranet. What happens with the API?
You drop that PDF into the system, the API parses the text, it understands the context, and it transforms it. And one of the most interesting transformations mentioned is the Notebook LM API alternative.
Okay, pause. For listeners who haven't played with Google's Notebook LM, What is the experience we are talking about here?
So, Notebook LM made waves because it could take a document and generate a fake podcast where two AI hosts banter about the content.
And it sounds human.
Remarkably human. This API is offering that same functionality, but as an enterprise-grade endpoint.
So it generates a dialogue.
Yes, it takes that dry compliance PDF and generates a two-person dialogue, a host and an expert, ironically, much like us right now, discussing the specific security policy.
So instead of reading a memo, our friend Dave in accounting can listen to a 10-minute breakdown of the new rules while he's driving to work.
Precisely. And the source material says these generated conversations are more bingeable. It mimics the flow of a radio show. It turns mandatory reading into passive listening.
That directly supports KnowBe4's mission to reduce friction. If I can learn about phishing while I'm doing the dishes, I'm way more likely to actually do it.
Exactly. It meets the learner where they are. But there is another audio feature that I found. Well, let's call it a double-edged sword. The CEO paradox.
Ah, yes. The voice cloning endpoint. Now, I have to stop you here. We are talking about a cybersecurity company. Isn't voice cloning the exact technology scammers use to steal money?
It is.
It feels a little ironic that KnowBe4 would use the weapon of the enemy.
It is ironic, you're right. But let's look at the use case. The CEO paradox is that employees want to hear from leadership. It builds trust, but the CEO has zero time to record weekly security updates.
They're busy running the company.
Right. So the CSO or CEO records their voice once. Just a few minutes of audio to capture the timbre and the cadence.
Okay.
KnowBe4 could then use the API to generate weekly security updates in that executive's voice.
So the CEO never steps into a recording booth again?
Never. The API generates the audio from the weekly security bulletin.
But does it work? I mean, does it sound real?
The source notes that these voices are natural, steady, and believable. It increases the authenticity of the message. If you hear your CEO's voice telling you to watch out for a specific phishing scam,
you listen differently.
You listen differently than if you read a generic email from the IT team.
It's synthetic leadership.
That's a great term for it. And yes, there is an irony in using deepfake technology to prevent deepfake attacks. But the argument here is about effectiveness. If it keeps the company safe, is the medium justified?
That is the question. But let's move from audio to video, because the auto content API source material dropped a heavy stat. By 2025, video is projected to be 82% of all internet traffic.
82%. Yeah. If you aren't doing video, you essentially don't exist in the modern attention economy.
And KnowBe4 has videos. I've seen them. They have the Inside Man series, which is actually really high production value.
It's like a Netflix show.
It is. But we aren't talking about Netflix here. We are talking about hyperscalability.
We are talking about the TikTokification of corporate learning.
Please don't tell me we're going to have security officers doing dance challenges.
No dancing, thankfully. But the format is key. The API has this video create shorts endpoint. Imagine KnowBe4 generating daily vertical 9.16 videos.
Internal feeds.
Yeah, for a company Slack channel or a dedicated intranet feed that looks like a social scroll.
So just quick hits. Here's a scam. Here's how to spot it.
Exactly. And the cost arbitrage here is ridiculous. The white paper says producing one of these manually scripting, filming, editing costs $50 to $300 minimum.
And the API, hit me with the number.
Roughly 400 credits.
Which translates to?
In about 4 euros.
4 euros. So for the price of a fancy coffee, you get a fully produced video asset.
You could literally have a tip of the day every single day of the year for the price of producing one single high-end corporate training video.
But wait, if we are cranking out thousands of videos, who is starring in them? Is it the CEO again?
It could be. Or it could be nobody. The API provides AI avatars, a professional woman, a casual speaker. It creates a faceless channel.
Faceless channels are huge on YouTube right now.
Exactly. It feels human, it looks human, but it's entirely programmatic. It solves the visual requirement without the visual production headache.
Okay, so we have audio for the commute, shorts for the scroll, but I want to get into the weeds on something you mentioned earlier. You called this an industrial engine. To me, that implies speed. And in cybersecurity, speed is everything.
Speed is the only thing that matters when a new threat drops.
This brings us to real-time defense. This is the part of the outline that really grabbed me. Because usually, training is static. It's, here's what phishing looked like last year.
Right, it's historical. But cyber threats evolve so fast. The KnowBe4 material talks about AI-driven security awareness and real-time coaching.
But the auto-content material introduces something called real-time social intelligence.
It sounds like spycraft.
He kind of does.
It involves monitoring ex-formerly Twitter and Reddit. The API can track discussions, sentiment, and emerging trends in real time.
So paint me a picture. Walk me through the workflow. I'm a Nobi 4 admin. How does this actually happen?
Okay, let's roleplay the data flow. Imagine a new ransomware strain, let's call it Redlock, starts trending on the cybersecurity subreddit. It's 2.00 p.m. on a Tuesday.
Okay, people are panic posting.
The AutoContent API detects the trend. It sees the spike in keywords Redlock and encryption. It doesn't just flag it, it immediately triggers deep research.
What does deep research mean in this API context? Is it just, like, Googling?
It's more agentic. It uses LLMs, Gemini, or OpenAI to browse the live web, read technical reports, maybe cross-reference with security blogs to extract the IOCs.
The indicators of compromise.
Right. So it figures out how the attack works.
Okay.
And then this is the magic moment. It doesn't just send a text alert. It instantly generates a market alert content pack.
Automatically.
Automatically. It scripts a podcast episode explaining how to spot Redlock. It generates a 60-second vertical video showing what the Redlock ransom screen looks like. It creates a voice update from the synthetic CEO warning staff not to open attachments named InvoiceRed.
And Nodivar distributes this to their 70,000 clients.
Potentially within hours of the thread appearing on Reddit.
That is wild. So instead of waiting for a monthly newsletter that I'm definitely not going to read,
right.
I get a ping on my phone. New threat detected. Watch this 45-second video to stay safe.
Exactly. It moves training from scheduled to reactive.
Yep.
It positions Node4 clients as always being ahead of the curve. You are newsjacking the cyber threat for the purpose of defense.
But isn't there a risk here? I mean, if we automate this, what if the AI gets it wrong? What if it hallucinates a solution that doesn't work?
That is the critical risk. You would still need a human in the loop for verification, but the API does the heavy lifting.
Right.
It does the 95% of the work, the drafting, the producing, the editing, so the human expert just has to watch it, click, approve, and send it.
So it changes the human's job from creator to editor.
Precisely. And that is how you scale.
Speaking of scale, we have to talk about the global aspect. Node4 isn't just a U.S. company. They are big in the U.K., Germany, the EU.
And language barriers are a huge friction point in security training. If you have a global team, you need the message to land in every language.
And usually that means translation teams, dubbing, subtitles. I assume that's expensive and slow.
It's a logistical nightmare. But the AutoContent API supports over 50 languages.
50 plus.
Yes. So that Redlock security alert we just talked about. The moment it's generated in English, the API can transcribe, translate, and resynthesize the audio.
Into German, Spanish, Japanese.
With native-sounding audio. Not that robotic text-to-speech from 10 years ago.
Yeah.
We're talking about distinct accents and dialects.
Wow.
A multinational client using Node4 could maintain a consistent security culture across borders instantly.
That is huge. It basically erases the localization line item from the budget.
It treats language as just another data transformation. Just like PDF to MP3, it's English to German. It's all just tokens to the API.
I want to pivot slightly before we wrap up. We've talked about how Node4 helps its customers, but how does Node4 help?
Node4.
You mean for marketing? Exactly. The AutoContent API has a section on programmatic SEO.
PSEO.
Mm.
This is fascinating for a company like Node4. Think about their business model. They want to be the authority on every type of scam, every type of malware, every compliance rule.
But there are thousands of terms. CEO fraud, spear phishing, vishing, smishing.
Exactly. Normally, a marketing team would try to write a blog post for each one.
Yeah.
But if you create thousands of landing pages that are just generic text, Google penalizes you.
They call it thin content.
Right, because it looks like spam. You get downranked. But the API solves this by increasing dwell time. The API allows you to generate unique audio guides and videos for every single one of those thousands of pages.
So if I search for smishing defense strategies, I land on a Node4 page, and there isn't just text. There is a custom video and a podcast episode right there.
Yes. And because you stay to watch or listen, Google sees it as a high-quality page. The white paper mentions that embedding video makes a page 53 times more likely to rank on page one of Google.
53 times.
That is the stat. So Node4 could theoretically dominate the search results for every niche security term in existence.
It's using the content engine to feed the marketing engine.
Which in turn brings in more customers to the platform. It's a virtuous cycle.
So bringing this all together, We have looked at the bottleneck, the fact that humans are slow and expensive at making content. We've looked at the audio solution, the video scale, the real-time defense, and the global reach.
It's a compelling picture, but it also changes the fundamental nature of the company.
How so?
Well, currently, content production at Nobe4 or any media company is a linear process. It's human constrained.
Right.
You need a person to write, a person to film, a person to edit. If you want double the videos, you need double the people.
Which destroys your margins.
Exactly. By integrating this API, you shift to a server-constrained process. If you need 1,000 videos, you don't hire 1,000 people. You just spin up more servers.
It's like the difference between a bespoke tailor making one suit a week and a textile factory printing patterns.
That's the perfect analogy. Nobe4 is currently the tailor. A very good tailor, mind you. But the API turns them into the factory. The cost curve becomes logarithmic, not linear.
And the result for the end user for Dave in accounting.
Omnichannel ubiquity. Security awareness meets Dave exactly where he is. If he is on Spotify, it's there. If he's scrolling YouTube shorts, it's there. If he's checking email, it's there.
You can't ignore it because it is woven into the fabric of the digital day.
Precisely. And that might be the only way to actually solve the human risk problem. You can't patch a human, but you can saturate their environment with good information.
This has been a fascinating look at what happens when you plug an industrial content engine into a human risk platform. But before we go, I want to leave our listener with a final thought to chew on.
Sure.
We usually think of compliance training as this boring, mandatory thing we have to do. It's the eat your vegetables of the corporate world.
It is. Nobody wakes up excited for compliance training.
But if this technology works, if the training becomes indistinguishable from your favorite podcast or that viral video feed you watch at lunch,
yeah,
does the concept of mandatory training disappear?
That is the provocative question.
Yeah.
If the content is actually good, if it's funny, engaging, and timely, you don't have to force people to consume it.
Perhaps the future of compliance isn't enforcement. Maybe the future of compliance is entertainment.
A world where we watch security videos because we actually want to.
Yeah.
Now that is a deep dive.
Indeed. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll catch you on the next one.